This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Doctors Hospital, Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and BTC.
Fresh as the morning air, warm love that is shared by two. I found with you like a rose under the April snow. Ageless and ever, ever green.
Welcome to Z Live and General. I'm Shivan, your host. So glad you joined us on this wonderful Friday afternoon, where we continuing our series of shows addressing matters related to health. And I got some echoing going on, so maybe the producer can fix that for us. But that song by Barbara Streisand is just the right melody and harmony and the like to fit into what we're talking about today. You know, so much of this world in which we live can be hectic, stressful, challenging. And sometimes when our bodies run into difficulty, we're happy and delighted that traditional medicine is the answer. But then we also find and discover over the course of our own history with our grandparents and others that there are other ways that matter to our whole health. And so I'm so delighted to have with us, courtesy of Doctors Hospital, our title sponsor and partner in these series of shows this week, Dr. Jan Martin, who is going to help us understand, appreciate, talk about holistic medicine and how we can tie in all these sundry parts of our lives to our health and healing. Welcome, Dr. Martin. Your mic, yes.
Thank you for having us again. And it's a pleasure to sit with you today, Mr. Lang.
It is mine, absolute mine. So ladies and gentlemen, if at some point you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232-5-4316, 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. My mother, Naomi Seymour, is probably listening. I likely listening on Cable Bahamas channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. We live in a world extremes. People are either all against traditional medicine or they're all against alternative medicine. And as I have come to discover, ma'am, life is oftentimes somewhere in the middle. I have had the benefit of going to hospitals and absolutely getting well by the treatment that has been given to me, whether that treatment represented medicines prescribing how to deal with a particular wound or what have you. But I had one of the most traumatic situations, I'm told, in my life, where at 2 years old, I contracted scarlet fever and chickenpox at the same time. And I'm told this at 2 years old then, 1969, 1 out of 10 children survived that combination of diseases. And my mother tells me that really the doctors told her there was nothing else they could do for me. And she simply took me to my grandmother. And I am 54 years old today. And my grandmother was not a trained medical doctor. She knew nothing about these traditional medicines. There was no prescription that I got from the pharmacy. But whatever she did, we believe, helped. And so holistic medicine, tell us what this is and why it's something that we ought to be looking at, thinking about.
Well, firstly, I just want to say to persons listening in that there is a place that practices holistic medicine and traditional medicine as we know it. And here at Doctors Hospital, there is a place for both of them, and we practice both interchangeably. For you, you had the benefit of receiving healing from both, and so you can attest to it. When we talk about holistic medicine, we talk about living mind, body, spirit. It's the whole person. We're treating the whole person. And so whether we're treating that whole person with traditional medicine, a prescription, or a treatment plan that is based on a pharmaceutical medicine, or whether we're treating that patient with something that is not a pharmaceutical prescription, but more so meditation, going outside and engaging in specific activities, or simply just breathing, because breathing helps to open up the lungs. And so holistic medicine is treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, because sometimes we can treat the person with a pharmaceutical medication, and that pharmacy medication does not act on that specific disease. And the person may just need just to tap into their emotional health. And that is when the holistic side of treatment comes in.
It's interesting because I have learned that a fair amount of illnesses we come into or illnesses we provide, the illnesses that we come into, we can heal better with a certain mental disposition, or we can prevent some by a certain mental disposition. And I found it so curious. Years ago, I was studying something, and I was told that children tended to get over illnesses quicker than adults. And they suggested the reason was because children don't have time to be sick. They get sick and their mindset is, you know, okay, I've had enough of that. Let me go play now. It's because their mindset is, you know what? I'm not going to add to my sickness worrying about sickness. I just want to get up out there and play.
Well, and that's a point to children too, because, and it's a point to mental wellness, because when we're looking at working with a person holistically, we first start with their mental state. We first, you know, it's what you believe. It's your attitude to what's being said by the physician or what is being said. So with children, they are not, they're not influenced as yet by all of what the adults are influenced with all of the experience of what they've heard or what they've learned from illnesses. Children are very trusting and very believing and very pure. And so really that is what holistic medicine calls us to. It's thinking our thoughts. Our thoughts play into our wellness as well. Our emotions play into our wellness. And children are free spirited. That is why a child will react and maybe heal faster from a cold than someone who's older, because we tend to think, okay, so this cold is going to lead to bronchitis because I suffer from asthma, or COVID is going around, and so maybe I'm going to end up with this illness or this other lung condition. Whereas a child may have a cold and you give the child some medicine to drink, and the child drinks something, eats something, and goes outside to play. Mm-hmm. So that is the difference we're talking about. And when we speak about working with persons holistically, in my capacity, I've been trained as a behavioral therapist, but I'm also a trained registered nurse. I'm also a trained diabetes educator and medical nutrition therapy. And so there's a place for all of those components of wellness. And that is why you had my colleagues on earlier this week speaking about all of those components. One of those main components, believe it or not, is our nutrition. Mm. Many, many years ago, Socrates said, let your food be your medicine. And we have seen as of today, and our we had one of our nutritionists on earlier this week speaking about food, speaking about how macronutrients, the choices of them can either make us sick or make us well. And so I want to start with holistic medicine, looking at how our food makes us either well or ill. And so, and we've seen that today. We've seen it with obesity. We've seen it with diabetes. We've seen it with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Those are just some of the few illnesses that we know and studies have proven we can contract, we can develop from unhealthy food choices. And so when we talk medicine and wellness, we have to look at our mindsets, our mental health, how we're thinking, what we think toward food, what kind of relationship we have with food. And I'm only pulling out food for now. But we also have to think about the relationship we have with food. We have to think about all of those things, because that also is wellness. And then that bodies, we put the food into our bodies. If we're continually and habitually choosing unhealthy foods, then we're going to end up with illness. And in our spirit, if our spirits are negative, if we're thinking negative thoughts, if we are continually complaining and our attitudes are unhealthy and not life-giving, then we can make ourselves ill through all of those channels, and we are body, mind, and spirit.
You know, so many things went through my head as you were speaking. You know, very often we don't think about the relationship we have with our foods, not merely in terms of getting micro and macronutrients in the appropriate quantities, but the way we interact. I mean, we treat food like sometimes, like, you know, rushing through it matters when it's an experience. And I have literally found, slow down, Take your time, appreciate what's on your plate. This thing, what, even if you're not vegan and you're an animal, this animal gave its life for you. This plant gave it, you know, there ought to be a certain amount of reverence reflected in this sacrifice. Because what we don't realize is that, you know, if you're a consumer, if you think about it, what happens? You take food into your body and the byproduct of that is waste. I could use a word, better or worse word, but it's waste, right? So you're a consumer, and that's what consumers do. They take in, extract all the goodness, and then produce waste. The producers, which are the plants and which are these animals, they do the opposite. They take our waste, the plants take our waste, and turn it into stuff, good stuff, for consumers to consume. And so I found that just trying to be a little more reverential toward my meal, slowing down and chewing it properly 26 times or more, with a view to appreciating it. And what I find is you enjoy the flavor longer if it's the yes. flavor you like.
That's right. And in addition to that, you realize if you're out eating and you slow down between forkfuls, you can get in that conversation, communication, which is also a part of wellness and holistic living. How we communicate between the bites, if we invite people over, and then we can have and experience that food with the person and talk about, ooh, that flavor, what is that? Maybe when I go home and try that, I can try this seasoning. And so, when we slow down, we're able not only to appreciate what the animal or the plant has done for us in bringing us energy through the food, but we can appreciate the tastes, the textures, the tastes, the flavors, and the company that we're sharing that food in. Because, you know, we are relational beings. Mm-hmm. We're interdependent, and we rarely eat alone. As a matter of fact, we encourage persons not to eat alone, because then you eat less and you appreciate the food and holistic living.
Yeah, and I find it's so wonderful, a part of the experience of eating, when you and somebody like me, sometimes my son, he might pick up, "Daddy, what's that flavor? It tastes a little minty or what it is." And I said, "Well, that is a mint actually that was put inside of it." And so now you're having a conversation, but also you're enhancing the flavoring exercise, the scent exercise, and all of this kind of calms you, kind of brings you into the present, and you're not anxious about the future or expressing regrets, thoughts about the past, and that brings sadness and so forth. And again, it just makes for a more pleasant life.
And a better experience mentioned too about not only a pleasant life, but it expands your relationship with that person or those persons with whom you're sitting with. And really, that is what life is about. And that is what wellness and health is about. Health really starts with relationships. It starts with us taking responsibility for building those relationships. It starts with holistic living, starts with, first setting up illness. And in preventing that, we make life-giving choices. So we start to take responsibility for how we move, what we think, what we eat, whether we exercise, how we sleep, how we communicate with those whom we claim or call to be our love partners or our children or even our co-workers. And so really, that is preventative and holistic medicine. Now, when you're diagnosed with an illness, then you bring in all of those elements of preventive, intimate with your body now, appreciating what this diagnosis brings, and then choosing the life-giving activities so that you don't progress, that illness does not progress. You can arrest it, put some handcuffs on it. All of those areas take us into what holistic living is. That doesn't mean we're living without disease in some cases. It is saying that we have now taken complete responsibility for our own health and wellness. And we're going to be making some choices, mindfully made, intentionally made, and every day we wake up that God gives us to move and groove in this life, we are going to move and groove with intentionality. We're going to use intention. We're going to be purposeful in what we put into our mouth and what comes out of our mouths. We're going to be intentional about the people we bring into our lives. We're going to be intentional about what we read, what we look at, what we spend our energy and time on or with. And that is holistic living and living a preventative and more responsible life as human beings and as adults. And if there's one thing Mr. Lang, COVID should have taught each and every one of us as adults, that should have translated to our children within the home, is that we need to find time to be still. We need to find time to be mindful. And we need to really look in the mirror at us and be still long enough so that we identify some habits that we do regularly that are not life-giving, and then try to find ways to change some of those habits. And if it need be that you come and see someone like myself at Doctor's Hospital, or if you have a condition, then you need a doctor and take your medication and do what the doctor recommends, then whatever it takes, I think COVID should have brought us to the place where we all need have come and say, you know, I need to do and be better and not just say it, perform it every day.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you to let's delve into the topic of mindfulness, because I have found it so powerful in my own life when I practice it. And so I want us to talk about that as a component of holistic medicine when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, courtesy of Doctors Hospital, our partner today. We're speaking with Dr. John Martin. We'll be back after this break.
Shared by two. With you, like a rose under the April snow.
Doctors Hospital's Pharmacy introduces a new spin on prescriptions called Pick Up Now, Pay Later. That's right, you can collect your medications first and pay after. How does it work? Step one, submit a prescription online. Step two, select a pickup site. Step three, collect your medication. And step four, pay online within 14 days. For more info, call us at 242-302-4785 or visit us at doctorshosp.com.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from our national markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers in New Providence and the Family Islands that the corporation will commence mass disconnections beginning Monday, March 28, 2022, on all outstanding accounts and financial agreements. Customers who have not honored their financial agreements are advised to visit their local offices to update those agreements as soon as possible. And all customers are further advised to bring their accounts up to date to avoid the disconnection of their water and sewage services without further notice.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Man.
back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. If you want to give us a 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 3259, we are here with Dr. John Martin, courtesy Doctors Hospital, our title sponsor and partner in these health seminars, health shows this week. And with this, and every time I do a seminar, Dr. Martin, I say to the participants that it is a natural habit, it seems, of human beings to spend almost all their time in past, thinking about what happened or ought to have happened, future, thinking about what they would like to happen or what may happen. We seldom spend time in the present. So people drive to work and never notice anything that happened between the time they left home and the time they get to work. And I understand that this is all a function of mindfulness. Could you help us understand what that is and why that's important to your health?
Yes, mindfulness really is being quieting the thoughts. Every one of us, every human being, we have about 99 million thoughts, thousands of thoughts a day. A lot of fears, and a lot of those never happen. But we walk around with these, and what they do is they place stress on our shoulders. They produce the stress hormone in abundance, cortisol, and that stress hormone really causes us to become anxious. It prevents us from having sound and healthy sleep patterns. It really sets our nerves on edge. You know, we're always seeking, persons would say, looking over your shoulders for something bad to happen. You get a telephone call. Oh, what's next now? Well, mindfulness really calls us to a place of stillness inside. And we don't just arrive at that state. We have to continually be shutting down the thoughts as they come to us. We have to continually be ignoring those thoughts. So practicing mindfulness is also a part of practicing meditation. And, you know, in the word, God says for us to meditate on his word. All of us, we read the Bible down and then we move on to the thing. Sometimes it's good to just be still, stop, and take one word and walk with that word throughout the day. And so as you're practicing mindfulness, you keep going back to that intention of the day. So beginning your day, planning your day, being purposeful in your planning, that's a part of mindfulness as well. When you're eating, we talked about eating. When we're out walking, look at your surroundings. As you're walking, listen to the birds. Look at the flowers on the trees. Those are all of activities of practicing a state of mindfulness. As the thoughts come, as the emotions swell up in your heart or your head, how to take a deep breath in and release it and just ignore those thoughts, because we have those thoughts continually. It's like turning on your hard drive computer. Unless you hit a program, it's not going to run. And so we have to learn to ignore those thoughts and practice a stillness inside. And we use activities like breathing. We use activities like incorporating all our senses, our touch, our feel, our eyes, all help us in practicing mindfulness and being intentional about it. As those thoughts come, how to just release them and not pay attention to them, not give them any kind of attention.
The thing about it I have found is that when I first started practicing meditation, when I first started practicing just stillness. I mean, just basically, Shivago, turn the TV off, no radio. I'm not listening to any music. I'm just, it felt so uncomfortable at first. I mean, so there's a certain discipline of mind that has to come into something that we don't do. We love to fill our atmosphere with sounds and activities and what have you. But when you do come to that stillness, when you do practice that staying in the present moment, when you do practice being intentional. So for instance, if I am going to get water, I'm going to be intentional about getting water. I'm not doing anything else. This is something for me meaningful. And, but it's uncomfortable at first.
It certainly is. Anything new is uncomfortable, Mr. Lang. Anything we do and any behavior we adopt, even if it's a healthful behavior or an unhealthy behavior, we make a habit of it. And a habit we do over and over, like brushing our teeth. That's a habit. And so, yes, it is uncomfortable. When I first started it many, many years ago, it was uncomfortable for me. But now when I sit down in a noisy place or in the company of many persons and everybody's talking the same time, trying to get their point across, I don't get up and leave. I go into myself. And so you can practice that mindfulness by choosing not to take in all of the clutter from the outside if you cannot remove yourself at the moment. Does that make sense? But it is a practice.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, when I'm flying from home, Freeport, Nassau, to Fort Lauderdale, the entire time I meditate. And no matter what's going on in the airplane, it doesn't matter to me. The entire time, especially if I catch a very early flight, I don't go to sleep or try to sleep. I meditate. And when I get to the other side, I find that no matter how weary I was, once I've done that meditation effectively, I'm awake and alert, and it's amazing.
Yeah, because what you're doing essentially is you're feeding the brain of oxygen. The brain is fed from food we eat, the sugars, the breakdown of sugars, which comes from carbohydrates. That's how it is fed, but it's also fed through breathing. Our first breath is, when we come out of our mother's womb, is breathing in air. And that is what sustains us. It's the breath that sustains us. You let a child come out of the womb. That is why, the first thing the doctors used to do was spank the hip and the baby cried. Okay, now they suction. And so they're looking for that baby to take in his or her first breath. Well, our first breath in the morning should set us into a state of intentional mindfulness, where we make our choices, we plan our day, it's purposeful. And then who and what we're going to allow to pull us out of that peaceful state. Yes, you can be in a meeting and still practice that mindfulness. You can be in the airport, you can be grocery shopping. You're mindful of reading the ingredients or what is on your list. And that is practicing a state of mindfulness, doing an activity and remaining mindful. There are many ways of meditating and practicing mindfulness, which brings healing in mind, body, and spirit.
When we come back, I want to ask you to address for us the various alternatives to traditional medicine, like the kinds of things that comprise alternatives to our traditional medicine that you and others are practicing when you're seeing clients these days. So we'll do that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm here with Dr. John. We'll be back after this break.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in.
Fidelity. relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at Finches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Marched the car. The lady run into me, marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Doctors Hospital's Pharmacy introduces a new spin on prescriptions called Pick Up Now, Pay Later. That's right. You can collect your medications first and pay after. How does it work? Step 1, submit a prescription online. Step 2, select a pickup site. Step 3, collect your medication. And step 4, pay online within 14 days. For more info, call us at 242-302-4785 or visit us at doctorshosp.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'll drive them on. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found like a bridge over troubled water. Be down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Let me tell you, folks, I only have Dr. Martin with me for the first hour. So if you have a question, please feel free to call 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. A person, Dr. Martin, who may be being treated either alone or in combination with forms of medicine, what might that or those alternatives look like?
Well, a person who decides that they don't want to go to a medical doctor may go to a naturopath, and that is a person who has gotten their PhD in all forms of non-traditional medicine, one being nutrition therapy, one being behavioral activities, which you and I spoke about with practicing the mindfulness, even going for nature walks, yoga, Pilates. So a naturopathic doctor is a doctor who would perform such activities under his or her name. Another form of traditional medicine could be aromatherapy. And so that naturopathic doctor would send you a chiropractic doctor, but naturopathic doctors can also perform some form of chiropractic medicine. And a chiropractic doctor also performs wellness because they do adjustments of the spine and adjustments of the neck. But usually someone would go to a naturopath who would look at your nutrition and see how and do certain tests to see what the food is doing to your body. Because what we're finding now is a lot of the foods are addictive. And there's so many studies out there that relate to the addictive qualities of some foods. And so with addiction comes inflammatory processes that occur in the body that can lead to other illnesses. And so a naturopathic doctor can test as well, the food test. So the aromatherapies, the breathing in of the different scents, certain scents like
lavender,
that's right.
Frankincense,
myrrh, all of those oils bring healing. And we know that from biblical terms. So all of those oils and the different teas, the chamomile teas, and so those are all forms of natural, non-traditional healings. The acupuncture for certain areas of the body where the doctors would press certain pressure points and release inflammatory processes in that organ or in that area. Some Indian doctors or Chinese doctors call it the chakra. And so the acupuncture and touch, that is not necessarily in the area of your pain that would release the inflammatory processes and release healing. And so reflexology is another one. It's the pressure points in the feet that would target certain organs in the body, depending on what you come to that particular doctor complaining of. And so all of those forms are forms of non-traditional medicine. And in some cases, a lot of them would prescribe the micronutrients, like extra vitamin D or extra vitamin B, depending on what you come, what symptoms you come with.
You know, education, it seems to me from all my readings, is such a big part of holistic medicine. We are more and more aware of all the various parts of ourselves that need to have attention. And I'm thinking, what a legacy we probably could leave if more of us got educated, but pass this education on to our children. Because if they can start early, you know, then they get such a head start. You know, I'm trying to teach I have a 13-year-old and I'm trying to teach him stillness. I'm trying to teach him, you know, intentionality. You know, it's not easy, but, you know, at least an introduction to it is the best I could do. But what a legacy we could leave if more of us could learn and then teach our children this.
Well, the thing about it too is they're doing so many studies now, and especially since COVID, and I keep going back to COVID because that's one of the more recent healthcare crises we've had throughout in the entire world. They prior to COVID, they've been doing a lot of studies in the school children using yoga, using mindfulness activities, and in purposeful and intentional activities to help quiet them, to help them focus. And what they found is, one particular study that I'm referring to, is that the children, their grades improved tremendously with the practice of daily yoga after after lunch break, instead of going straight into classes, that particular classwork, they had them do yoga. It calmed them. We have autistic children, they're practicing it with autism. And I agree with you, if we can get our children away from the technology and get them outdoors or get them just being still with us for 5 minutes, 1 minute, start with 1 minute. Even if you don't be the parent that actually gets them to practice it while they're living with you, I can assure you, you've imprinted that on their brains. And so when they come up against that word intentionality or purposefulness or mindfulness in the future, as they get older, they're going to recall that and they're going to want to research it. And once we started, our bodies respond so positively, we don't want to go back to the noisiness of what this world has to offer.
We've got like 2 minutes before our break. Anything you want to leave us with, Ma'am, about our approach to holistic medicine, maybe how somebody could reach you if they needed to? Or...
Yes, you could probably write it down or I can send it to you. It's called PIP. The first letter is planning. Do we plan our meals? Are we planning our social life? Don't we plan the foods we're going to eat? We should plan how we relax. We should plan our exercises. So the first letter is planning. P empowers us. Planning empowers us. This helps us to achieve our goals and to remain on purpose. The next letter in PIP is I, ingredients. What ingredients are we putting into the food that are helpful? What ingredients, who are we allowing in our lives? How important is it to have health in our lives? So when we're making that plan, we need to look at how important it is. We need to approach it from a point of intelligence. And we need to look at the influences in our lives that is going to detract us from our plan. Preparation is the next P in the acronym PIP. How are we preparing for those changes that we want to make? We have to participate in those changes, and we have to realize that those changes are going to require a process and us to be purposeful in our actions. And then the last P is portions. The portions of food you're putting on your plate, the portions of time you're giving to self, self-love, and the portions of love that you're giving not only to yourself, but to others. And so I would like everyone to just think of that PIP acronym as we wake up in the morning, and so that we be purposeful. The choice is ours, it counts. So we need to stop and decide what is the motivating factor in the changes that we plan on making in our lives.
Wow. Thank you so very much, Dr. Martin. We appreciate it. You got to come back. You got to come back and spend some time with us.
Anytime. You just let them know and I'll be here with you.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so very much, Dr. John Martin, Dr. Sauce Spittle, ladies and gentlemen, our key sponsor today. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we're going to do some music for you. Keep you relaxed. Be going into the weekend. We'll be back after the news break. Okay.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to news headlines on the hour over the Guardian Radio Network. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's what our news team is working on. Relatives tell the Nassau Guardian apparent suicide in a room at the Land Shark Hotel is Carissa Culmer. Police say the woman was found hanging by her neck in the room at around 8 p.m. on Thursday night. A male toddler was also in the room. Culmer made news back in November when a video she posted on Facebook lamenting the challenges of being a domestic violence victim went viral on social media. Culmer was interviewed by members of the media at the time and was recognized in the Senate by President Lachelle Adderley. Her death sent shockwaves throughout the country, with many sharing the original video on social media, sparking further debate
on the issue of domestic violence. The criminal case against former cabinet minister Kenrick Dorsett has been abandoned, according to a statement from the Department of Public Prosecutions. In 2017, Dorsett was arrested and a number of charges were laid in relation to misconduct in public office. The prosecution's office says it doesn't have enough evidence to go forward with the matter after the witness in the case, Jonathan Ash, indicated that he wouldn't testify. The Director of Public Prosecutions issued a nolle prosequi in the matter. A group of parents of students at the Patrick J. Bethel High School in Abaco protested over a teacher shortage that has kept that school began face-to-face learning. Minister of State for Education Zane Lightbourne was asked about the protests on the sidelines of an event this morning.
Well, we are going to get them more teachers. We met yesterday when we learned that they were going to take some form of action. And we tried to see if we could expedite the process. Teachers were identified for the last about 2 weeks now. And just the process of getting them to the island, getting them paid, making sure that they have everything that they need to move. So that is a number of agencies. Those are other agencies that are involved with part of that process. And the Ministry of Education is trying to see if we can hurry that along.
Hands for Hunger is set to launch a school feeding program that they say will benefit 15 schools, with another 3 set to come on board soon.
Research has shown that children who experience less hunger will achieve higher academic performance and have fewer emotional and behavioral problems. Hands for Hunger remains steadfast in the fight to reduce hunger and food wastage. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to all of you who have generously helped us make this launch and initiative come together to become a success.
One of the schools that will benefit from Hands for Hunger is Stephen Dillett Primary School. School Principal Dr. Clinton Josie Sr. says the assistance is much needed.
We could all agree that in our inner cities, hunger is real. It bites at the stomach like a hungry dog bites human flesh. We truly believe that learning and student success can only occur when our boys and girls are hunger-free.
You will listen to News Radio Network. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in at the top of every hour for the latest news updates.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute in Moscow.
Russian President Vladimir Putin,
talking about negotiations with Ukraine, said there are certain positive shifts there, as our negotiators have reported to me. Putin was meeting with the President of Belarus. John Kirby at the Pentagon says Russian forces have been more active in the West in Ukraine.
We're talking about 2 strikes on 2 fields, and it's not like we haven't seen any in the past there. So I think it's just too soon to be able to divine some sort of larger purpose here or some strategy. Again, the vast majority of their combat power is being spent in the east.
Military analysts are divided over whether maneuvering by a big Russian convoy signals an imminent start of a siege of Kyiv or just an effort by troops to disperse to more protected positions. President Biden announced the U.S. will dramatically downgrade its trade status with Russia for Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you.
it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Neverland, no reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday, this Fab Art Friday. We had a wonderful discussion with Dr. John Martin. Someone says to me on a text, hello, good day to you and guest. Such a very time. Will you please give the address and phone contact for Dr. Martin, if possible. Dr. Martin can be contacted at Doctor's Hospital. So you can reach her at Doctor's Hospital there at the Centerville Medical Center. Can you also give some practical examples of bringing mindfulness into regular daily activities, such as grocery shopping or working at a busy front desk? That's a good question. Dr. Martin isn't here, but I'll tell you what I understand, know, and do. So let's take, for example, grocery shopping. First of all, remember, a lot of life is how you frame things. And if you approach your grocery shopping like some task, some laborious task, some stressful task, because you got to spend money, et cetera, it's going to be a stressful exercise for you. But if you frame it as something I am going to do as an experience of intentionality, now you might have a different experience. One, so me, I'm going to the food store with my list. So no one's going to dictate to me what's going to happen in there when I get there. I have a list, and that list has been conscientiously considered. I've looked through my cabinet, I've looked in my refrigerator, and I'm getting the things I need so that I'm not piling up on things I don't need. And as I'm doing, and I'm doing this as a conscious exercise about what I want to do that week in terms of eating, right? The kinds of things I want to put into my body, the kinds of meals I want to prepare. So I'm going to the food store as a bit of an adventure, because I know that on Tuesday I'm going to be making quiche, so I need the quiche ingredients. I know that on Friday I'm going to be making a pizza probably, so or whatever it is. I know that I need to have my vegetables in hand, so I'm thinking kind of want to get, because I don't want to pile up on vegetables to have them spoiling in the refrigerator and that kind of thing. So the more intentional, as Dr. Martin says, the more planning goes into it, the more you think through the ingredients and the preparation and what have you, and the portions, you now go to the food store with a purpose, with intentionality. And as you go, don't rush through it. Don't go if you have to do something in 20, 30 minutes. Go to it when you can leisurely move through and just go and take your time. You get to the line, and it's a long line, and you're not going to stress out about it. It is what it is, and we're going to wait here, and maybe we get to talk to the person in front of us, maybe we get to talk to the person behind us, or maybe we get to call somebody on the phone we didn't speak to for a while. But treat it as an experience rather than as a task. And in busy places where you have to deal with people, again, it's about framing, right? If you look at it, oh my God, I'm on this job and all these crazy people, et cetera. Well, now you just negatively framed the whole experience. And so now you're going to filter everything that happens through that negative frame, rather than here are these human beings on planet Earth, God's children. They come in different sizes, shapes. They come with different attitudes. Some are nice, some are not so nice. But you know what? I have an opportunity to connect with who I can connect with, who I can't connect with. It's okay. It's no problem. Let it go. Move on. That's how you want to be. Hey, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's how you want to be. Thank you. Wonderful. And treat it like an experience, you know, so that you're not, you know, all day long about stuff, and you're trying to just simply walk through. But I can tell you, for me, this is my attitude, really, honestly. I want to try and be somebody's best encounter with, say, Jesus. I mean, okay, that's a tall order. I know, folk, but I'm deadly serious. I'm hoping, working, that the attitude I display, the kinds of things that I do, whatever my life has been, now can I represent the best of the faith that I say I have, right? And move along in that way. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
All right here, right here. It's been a great week. Honestly, I mean, the health education this week, it's been really, really good. And, you know,
I'm right up your field.
Okay, Ali, you know, and these things, ma'am, that I have been agitating for years, that people need, you know, our people need to know more about what's going on with them, and take more care and try to, you know, to respond positively to these messages when they get them, because we really have a big problem in this country with obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and, you know, one system depends on the other system, and when one go bad, then, you know, you get a whole slew of them going bad, and we really need to understand what's going on with our bodies and with our, you know, our whole bodies, the whole total being. And so today, again, was wonderful, and I mean, it's really amazing, and I hope people take, you know, the advice they're given. I hope they listen so they can watch for these signs. The other night, there was something on with Dr. Brown, you know, with the heart, and I'm hoping that people would really listen and take care so they can understand what's going on, instead of just, you know, having this nonchalant attitude and just, oh, I'll eat what I want to eat and I'll do what I want to do. But we cannot always do that, and we need to understand.
I'm sure some people will. It's been my experience that even if 2 out of 1,000,
that's
some
right.
people,
Like I say, like that's right. I always said it. I tell my husband the same thing. You know, sometimes I would see children, and if they come around, I would talk with them, and he says, "Man, you better leave these people children." And I said, "No, no." I said, even if only one out of that number listen and take the advice you give them, I say you've done something, and it means something. You know, than to have them all and not saying anything. You know, so yeah. I think it's really important. Like you say, I'm sure people will take the advice, and some people will, you know, I'm sure they would, I hope some of them would there with their little pen and pencil pads and stuff, because that's what I do. I write a lot, and I write down things, you know, like when the lady was on, when she talked about PIP, I was writing, you know.
Yeah, me too.
I'm Dr. Martin, that's what's the name here. I was writing, you know, so it's really been a great week, and so now we go back to 12. So I don't know what you're playing today.
Well, I'm just doing easy listening music for people,
okay,
so,
good.
So we
could
can...
Could you play for me, please, Bring Back My Yesterday by Barry White.
Bring Back My Yesterday. Yes. Okay, we'll find it for you.
Okay, and all the nice songs, of course. I know you will play them, all the great songs.
Yes, ma'am. We always appreciate you calling us.
Yes,
thank
you.
You
take care and continue to do the good work that you're doing. Continue to educate our people, and because it really means a lot. With all that's going on, we really need to be educated.
Thank you. Thank you so much, nurse. We love hearing from you. Thank you. We have a text here from my good aunt, one of my mom's younger sisters, Aunt Dolores, says she wants to hear, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. And this, she says, is a very old song, but my aunt has asked for it, and she's going to hear, Can You Tell Me Goodbye?
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work, with a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work, tell me goodbye. Then if it don't work out,
believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best way we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com, visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Child, Johnny Mo's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You got to go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What am I supposed to do now? You're going. I know you're going. You're leaving me, baby. I know I can tell. What did I do? What did I say? Why are you doing this? Baby, I love you. My life is nothing without you. Before, we were so happy together. I'm not lying. I'm totally mixed up. Baby, I'm so damn mixed up. I just can't figure out what went wrong. Won't you give us a chance? Won't you think it over? Baby, please. Won't you change your mind? Yesterday, I felt so good inside. The joy you gave, the love we made, fulfilled my life. Today I'm alone without you, dear. There's no life here, I can't go on. You're all that I'm thinking of. I just can't forget the way it was. Happy times. Misery's all I see. Don't let it be, oh darling, please. Give the world and all
sweet love. I can't exist, no. No, not like this, so
ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Rulang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Far Back Friday. I hope your mind is at ease. I hope your soul is resting and calm, and that you're getting a little bit of reprieve from all of the headaches and challenges that could be a part of our living. We have a text here, says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Since this is Easy Friday, please play Lionel Richie's song, Easy Like Sunday Morning. Like, you can't get much easier than that. So we definitely will do that for you. Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Oh!
Ah, yeah, that's the great Lionel Richie. Easy like Sunday morning. Don't get much easier than that on this Far By Friday. We're trying to, you know, we dealt with holistic medicine today. We, you know, that kind of balance you have to have between your body, your soul, your mind, and all as a part of trying to maintain your health. For some of us, we're trying to get our health back. For others, we're trying to prevent it from deteriorating. For some, we're trying to prevent it from deteriorating at all. When you're younger, you typically don't have that many issues, except some young people, you know, plagued with some serious issues, but that's not typical. In any event, we want to try and do what we can to give ourselves the best chance at a quality life. And if you have to deal with some chronic illnesses, as some of us have to do, you know, you just, it is what it is. You manage it as best you can, but you don't consume it. One of the things I like to tell people is some of us, we have to stop taking possession of these illnesses that come on us, you know. By possession, I mean, I don't believe in this, don't confess it. Because if I'm ill, I'm ill. But what I'm not going to do is walk around going, you know, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, what do you mean your diabetes? You own the diabetes, really? Or you mean this diabetes that is now happening inside of me that I'm trying to get rid of? Because, you know, you don't take possession of it. Anyways, we're continuing with our easy listening. We're going to play a beautiful song for you, one of the most beautiful songs I know on God's earth, one of the most easy listening songs I know on planet earth. We're going to play it for you, take that into the break, and when we come back, we'll continue on this Far Back Friday. You know it, Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky for Our Love.
Each tear we cry. Doctors Hospital's Pharmacy introduces a new spin on prescriptions called Pick Up Now, Pay Later. That's right, you can collect your medications first and pay after. How does it work? Step one, submit a prescription online. Step two, select the pickup site. Step three, collect your medication. And step four, pay online within 14 days. For more info, call us at 242-302-4785 or visit us at doctorshosp.com.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way,
and forevermore,
and forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. I understand we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, I had to call back because what I was supposed to say when I called, I didn't. You were talking about going to the grocery store and how people stress out. You know, Mr. Lang, that is one place when I go, it's like, that's my leisure time. I take my time. I don't, in fact, to be honest with you, I don't stress out about things. If I have something to do, I do it. And I don't stress out about it. We have to really remember that, you know, when we put all this extra stress on our bodies, it's not good for us. And so to me, when I go to the grocery store, that is like a leisure time for me. And especially now, I go with my grandbabies, and they're 4 years old. And it's a girl and it's a boy, the twins. And let me tell you, Mr. Lang, those two children shop like, I mean, especially the little girl, she gets her own trolley, and she shops like a grown-up, and people are amazed when they see her pushing this little trolley in front of me and putting her stuff in the carrier. And she would pick up her watermelon because she likes watermelon. She'd pick it up the ones that are already cut up. She put it in the carrier. Then she'd pick up her cookies, and then she told me, she said, I have to have this sausage, Grammy. She says, because this is for my spaghetti. And she knows what to pick up.
Okay.
So it's fun, yeah. You know, Mr. Lang, so we really need to relax sometimes. You know, take everything as though, you know, don't take it serious. So what you were saying was really good.
Thank you. We appreciate you, nurse. Thanks for letting us know. Thank you. All right, folks. We're going to got a few minutes left in the show. And we're going to, you know, this lady, when I first heard her, on X Factor, I was just like most people were just really stunned by her rendition of this version of the song. A very kind of mesmerizing kind of song. It's Alice Ferdinand singing My Funny Valentine. Love yourself. If you love the Lord, every day is Valentine's Day. No matter what's happening with all the other people who love you, don't love you. If you love yourself, you love the Lord, and you love other people, every day is Valentine's Day. At least insofar as Saint Valentine is concerned. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been really a pleasure, delight to have spent this week with you all, going through these health pieces of information. I want to thank 100% from the bottom of my heart, Doctors Hospital, for being so wonderful a partner. I'm talking about, you know, sometimes you get people participate in things and it's really just a kind of like, yeah, whatever, whatever. Helpful, very helpful. Alexis there at in the marketing department there at Doctors Hospital, really. Dennis DeVoe, the CFO. I really want to thank Doctors Hospital for providing us with such a rich and wonderful health week this week with information. It has been a delight. Every single professional who came on, just articulate, knowledgeable, easy to work with. They were prepared. You know, it was just really fantastic. And we've been the beneficiaries of a wonderful partnership with Doctors Hospital. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend, a relaxing weekend, a refreshing weekend, a healing weekend, and a helpful weekend. God bless you. And I'm going to leave you with a wonderful old song that I'm sure you may remember and certainly will like. God bless you. Have a great, great weekend.
And start your own.